Hi there, everybody, and welcome back to the Stay Safe podcast. I'm Liam Scott, and today we're talking about something that is easy to overlook until it goes wrong, and that's food defence and site security. So when we talk about food safety, we often think about hygiene or allergen management. But food defence is about protecting our products from deliberate tampering or unauthorised access, not just accidents. In today's world, food sites face many risks. Sabotage, theft, unauthorised entry, even someone meaning well but not following the site rules. Food defence keeps our people, our brand and our consumers safe. In more recent times, food defence has also evolved to include cybersecurity risks. It is important to be vigilant when we're on site. Good security starts with awareness. We all know the routines of signing in and out, wearing our passes, locking doors. But it is easy to get complacent. So if you ever see someone in an area they shouldn't be, a door that's been propped open, a package or container that looks out of place, or even just something that doesn't feel right, trust your instincts. It's always better to report it and be wrong than to say nothing and then regret it later. So your access card, your fob or your code is either personal to you or to the site. Should never share it, even with somebody that you know that may or may not have already previously had access. Make sure you're only allowing authorised people to give out those passes and those codes. When someone follows you through a security door, make sure you know them, make sure they are a member of staff or an authorised person. If you're using individual cards or fobs, do not allow somebody to tailgate behind you. It might seem harmless, but it will break your traceability and your site security. If someone tries to come in with you, stop and ask politely if they've signed in or if they have clearance. This isn't about being awkward, it's about protecting your site. Every visitor and contractor should be signed in, briefed and escorted if they're going into production. They must wear the correct PPE, follow all hygiene rules, and stay within authorised zones. If you see a contractor wandering unsupervised, challenge or report it. Even experienced tradespeople might not realise how strict food safety areas need to be.
This podcast is being provided by Scott Risk Management, specialist health and safety consultants. If you operate an SME business, you know that meeting all of the business needs is a juggling act. If you want to simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, SRM Genie is the solution. For more information, head to the details at the end of this episode.
Carrying out checks at goods in and dispatch. Food defence starts before raw materials even hit the production lines. At goods in, check that deliveries arrive sealed, labelled, and from known suppliers. Damaged or unsealed packaging should be reported and quarantined. It could be a simple transit issue, or it could be a red flag. At dispatch, the same applies. Check the vehicle's condition, seals, and temperature if required. Tamper-evident seals exist for a reason. If it's broken, stop and verify before loading. Tamper prevention and traceability. Tamper-evident packaging, locks and numbered seals are part of our defence system. Always verify that seals match paperwork before you break them. If a seal number doesn't match a manifest or an order number, stop immediately and report it. Never reuse old seals and never leave open containers or packaging unattended in high-risk areas. Training, drills and emergency procedures. From time to time, you will take part in security or food defence drills, like suspicious packaging responses or site lockdowns. This isn't a box-ticking exercise. It is designed so that when a real incident happens, you know what you should be doing individually. During a drill or emergency, stay calm, follow the instructions, and move to safe areas if you're told to evacuate. Don't take photos or share details on social media. This could cause panic or spread misinformation. Once safe, help account for colleagues and visitors. And the health and safety crossover. Food defence also ties in with our everyday health and safety. An unauthorised person could damage equipment, create fire risks, or introduce additional chemicals, Reporting unusual behaviour protects both the food product and everyone on site. That's why security isn't just for managers. It's for everybody to carry out their own responsibilities. We need to have a good culture around safety. Strong culture is built up in the same way that we build up our good food safety culture. It's through communication and ownership. It's about tackling small actions consistently, making sure we're closing doors, signing in every time, wearing our IDs, and reporting problems. If everyone treats site security as part of the job, it becomes second nature, just like it is with washing our hands or wearing our PPE. So to recap, stay alert for anything unusual. Never share any passes or codes or passwords. Seals need to be checked on deliveries and dispatch paperwork. Challenge or report unauthorized people. Take part in drills seriously and follow site procedures. Treat security as part of safety, because it is. By staying vigilant and protective, we protect our food product, our workplace, and the people who depend on us. That's all for today's episode. Next time, we'll be wrapping up the series by talking about food safety culture and how we can all play a part in keeping standards high every single day. Thanks for listening, and as always, stay safe.
This podcast has been provided by SRM, the owners of the bespoke health and safety management software SRM Genie, created for and focused on supporting SME businesses. If you would like more information on how you can simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, go to www.srmgeniesoftware.co.uk.